USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The FBI identifying the man who took hostages at a synagogue outside of Fort Worth, Texas on Saturday before being shot dead hours later. British national Malik Faisal Akram was shot and killed when an FBI SWAT team stormed the building of Congressional Beth Israel following a 10-hour standoff.
Today's result, which was four safe hostages and the situation resolved, was really a result of a long day of hard work by nearly 200 law enforcement officers.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Matthew DeSarno, late Sunday police in Manchester saying that counterterrorism officers arrested two teenagers for questioning. More than 2,700 flights canceled due to a winter storm on the East Coast. Tens of thousands of people without power in several states. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The number one ranked tennis star in the world will not get to defend his Australian Open crown. Novak Djokovic has been deported from Australia after a 10-day drama over his vaccination status. Djokovic leaving a Melbourne airport for Dubai. The deportation order could ban him from Australia for 3 years, keeping him from a record 10th Australian Open title. The U.S. Surgeon General saying the country is still pushing around 800,000 new coronavirus cases a day, telling CNN's State of the Union a very difficult time is ahead, but there could be light at the end of the tunnel.
We are seeing high case numbers and hospitalization rates, as you mentioned, and we're also seeing strain in many of our hospitals around the country. But the good news is that there are parts of the country, New York in particular, and other parts of the Northeast, where we are starting to see a plateau and in some cases an early decline in cases.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy saying the next few weeks will be tough. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The current and former presidents have been on each other's minds lately, engaging in a war of words.
It's a midterm election year, and 2024 is not that far away. And the president and his predecessor have been sniping at each other quite a bit in recent days. Yesterday, President Biden criticized the former President Trump for doubting the results of the 2020 election.
He didn't say count the votes. He said find votes that he needed to win. He failed because of the courageous officials, Democrats, Republicans, who did their duty and upheld the law.
Meanwhile, President Trump made an Arizona rally of his own last night, mostly all about criticizing Biden.
Forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ukraine saying Sunday that Russia is behind a cyber attack that defaced its government websites and alleged Russia is engaged in an increasing, quote, hybrid war against its neighbor, saying that Moscow continues to build up its forces in the information and cyber spaces. Microsoft, a day earlier, warned dozens of computer systems at an unspecified number of Ukrainian government agencies had been infected with destructive malware disguised as ransomware. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.